Good evening.
晚上好.
Probably each time I'll get up here, I'll share a little bit more about my family.
每次我到这儿来的时候呢, 我就想和你们分享我们的一些家庭的一些事情。
Just so that you can get to know us and know that we're more like you than what you know.
这样呢，你们就会更多知道我们，让使你们看到，其实你们我们可能比你们想象的更多一点。
I mean, what I mean by that is, oftentimes people feel that, oh, you've been a missionary, and automatically they see you in kind of like a Michael Jordan kind of a way.
我们去外国去做宣教，所以很多人就看到我们，就像自然的把我们抬高了，好像我们好像是这个像那个打篮球的球星 Michael Jordan 一样，like
a superstar. But I want to assure you, we are very much like you. We are not superstars.
认为我们好像是一个超级英雄，其实我们和你一样，就是一般的人。
Let's see if we can get this going here. Is it this one here that I press? Right.
Mm-hmm. This
one. Okay, there we go. So maybe you've seen some of these pictures before, but on my left, which I guess would be on your right, is my current family. But many, many years ago, we had the picture on your left, which is us in Asia.
这是我们家的相片，在这相片的哪边？左边？ 还是右边，反正就是我们家这个在那个我的右边这个相片是他们在亚洲时候照的相片。
A lot of change, huh?
发生很多变化了。We're
a family that enjoys adventures.
我们家庭其实也很喜欢去冒险。You
can see Sister Linda there in that one picture.
在这个下面的大的相片里，你可以看到那个Linda姊妹也在那里。
Not only adventures, but we enjoy making new friends.
除了这个冒险以外，我们也很喜欢去交一些新的朋友。
And in Asia, we had many opportunities to make new friends.
在亚洲，我们有很多机会去接触，去认识一些新的人。
We have fun and we celebrate life together as a family.
我们开开心心的过日子。 我们也在一起来庆祝我们的生活。
We obviously, well, we didn't have to, but we traded in our car when we went to Asia, so our Cadillac or our car was our bicycle.
我们在我们去了个亚洲之前，我们就把车卖掉，去亚洲以后呢，我们就把车变成了这个换成自行车。
And rain and shine, we use bicycles. On your left would be my wife, and I think we were celebrating Mother's Day.
在那边时候，不管是下雨还是晴天，我们都骑自行车。在这个我的相片的右边，这个是他们在中国庆祝母亲节的那一张相片。But
here's the part where we want to get real. We have a lot of concerns and worries, and we had those concerns and worries long before we left here to go to Asia.
其实我们一直有很多的这种不安，有些忧虑，就是在我们去亚洲之前，我们也有这些担心。So
I missed a lot of my dad while I was over there. That was a great pain. A pain for Judy was when she got sick, and this is not a picture of her, so you don't have to be embarrassed here, but this is one off the internet. But when she endured some pain, sometimes she used the acupuncture, and that was not an enjoyable experience for her.
我在亚洲的时候，我很挂念我的父亲，所以我很想念他，这也是我很让我很难过的一件事情。那个Judy在亚洲的时候也经历一些痛苦，身体经历一些痛苦，她找了一些针灸，做针灸。我想，如果做过针灸的人都知道。 针灸可能也不是一个很让人神往的一件事情。I
did the acupuncture once or twice, and then that was enough for me.
我也做过这个针灸，一两次，我再也不想回去做了。And
the picture there with Michaela was just to demonstrate that even my kids were in stressful situations at time.
就是在这个小的相片看到我的女儿 Michaela， 她也是在特殊情况下做一些特殊的事情。
So the bottom line there is we are not a superstar or a superhero.
就是从这里面看呢，我们这个家庭也不是一个超级的一些明星或者超级英雄。
However, we have learned to take what we have and give it to God.
但我们学会了将我们拥有的献给神。
Because we are ordinary people, but God is extraordinary.
我们是一个普普通通的人，但是我们的神是一个极不寻常的神。
So what we offer him, he can take and multiply. He can do great things. And these small pictures here were just friends who became Christians.
我们向神所奉献上的，被神使用，然后呢，加倍的增添。在下面一些相片，就是我们在宣教的时候，在有些那个就是我认识的人，他们成为了基督徒。
Ordinary people, we are ordinary people, but we are giving it to God, who's an extraordinary God.
我们这些普通人，当我们把自己奉献给神的时候，奉献这位非同寻常神的时候。
And I think this is what the story of Moses is about.
这就是这个摩西的故事所讲的。
So that's why I said, let's talk about what's in our hand, because that's the question that God asked Moses. What's in your hand?
这就是我们今天讲的这个我的正道的题目，就是神问摩西，你手中拿的是什么？
I love this story because Moses was a shepherd and he was out taking care of his sheep, but he was on the mountain of God, and as the story would go, God would appear to him.
这个故事其实我很喜欢，因为这个摩西是一个牧羊人。 他带着羊群在神的山上来，牧养他的羊群。那一天呢，神向他显现了。
We just read it. God caught his attention with the burning bush that didn't disappear, and Moses went toward it, and there began a conversation.
就是神通过这个燃烧的荆棘呢，得到了那个摩西的这个注意力。这个荆棘被燃烧，但是没有被烧毁。
And this is what the Lord said, among other things. He said, you know, I've noticed this misery of my people, and I am concerned.
神对摩西讲，他讲我也知道了这个我的百姓所受的苦，我对他们有些担心，我们很担心他们。
You know, a takeaway for all of us, whether we're Christians or we're not quite there as a Christian, is that God is concerned for his people, for his creation.
不管我们是基督徒还是那些还没有成为基督徒的人，其实神都眷顾他所创造的。He's
concerned for their suffering, but he uses human instruments oftentimes to address the suffering, and that's what he was going to do with Moses. Use Moses to address the suffering.
神对人的这个苦难的这样的眷顾，很多时候是通过这个人作为他的器皿。 去解决人的苦难。摩西在这里就是被神使用的器皿。And
God continues to say to Moses, I have seen the oppression, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to pick you.
神对摩西说，我看到了我的百姓所受的压迫，我要做些事情，我要做事情了，我现在就是要选择你来做这个事情。
Now, for some of you who are not maybe so familiar with this story, oftentimes this story is to kind of signify that, you know, Egypt is a type of the world. Represents the world. And God wanted to take his people out of the world and give them a new world, a new blessing of sorts.
这个故事我们都很熟悉了，我们都知道，这个神在这里用埃及来象征我们所处的这个世界，神要把他子民从这个世界带离开，离开这个世界，进入他所应许我们的一个新的世界，进入他给我们的祝福。
And here's where it gets interesting, and I think we can all identify if we really put our self and Moses' situation. Moses said, who am I that I should do this? Bring your people out of Egypt. Who am I?
这个故事到这个地方的时候就出现了一个很有趣的一个转折，那就是摩西对 神的回答说，我是什么人竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及地领出来呢？
And God said, I will be with you, Moses. And he gave him a promise.
神对摩西讲，我必与你同在，这是神给摩西的一个应许。
And one of the biggest promises is in all this conversation that God told Moses, I will be with you.
在这个神给摩西最大的，在所有应许里面最大的应许就是说，我必与你同在。
You know, just a side note, as we approach the season of Christmas, what is Christmas all about? It's Emmanuel, right? And what does that mean? God with us.
对，我们现在也很快要到了这个圣诞节，那我们要想想圣诞节到底意味着什么？圣诞节就是叫做神与我们同在。
Moses, much like us, wasn't done. He's like, but what if they don't believe or listen to me? And then the Lord told him, ask him, what's that in your hand?
就是神摩西的这个时候，虽然神给他应许的，但是摩西还是。很多的忧虑，他就问神：“我是什么人？他们怎么会相信我呢？”那个这个耶和华神对摩西讲：“你手上拿的是什么
？”In this story, another takeaway besides God's promise of going with His people is also God's great patience with His people.
其实从这里看的，神对他的百姓是十分有耐心的。
The story can be kind of summarized in maybe five pictures. Number one, God caught Moses' attention with the burning bush.
这个故事呢，可以用这个五个图来做个总结。第一个就是神用这个燃烧的荆棘来那个得到了摩西的注意力。
The number two picture in the red there is Moses as a shepherd with his staff drew near to where God was going to call out to him.
所以摩西呢，就在第二张相片里面，就是红点那个相片。摩西作为牧羊人，他拿到他的牧羊杖啊，在那里慢慢接近了神要呼召他的地方。
And then in 3 and 4, there's the conversation that says, Moses, what do you have in your hand? Moses says, a staff, and God says, throw it down.
当那个摩西拿到手杖走进神的这个呼召地方的时候，神就问摩西：“你手上拿的是什么？”那摩西讲：“这是我的牧羊杖。”这个神就对摩西讲：“把它扔在地上。”
And then he says, "Pick it back up." And it, from having been a snake, the staff was thrown down. It turned into a snake. And God asked him to pick it up, and it returned back to a staff.
当摩西把这个杖扔在地上的时候，这个杖就变成了蛇。神又叫摩西把这个蛇拿起来这个蛇又变成了他手中的杖。
I just want to focus today on the part what's in your hand.
今天我想注意，我们要把注意力放在就是这一个一个经节，就是你手里是什么。
Now if God were to ask you the question today, what's in your hand, I'm sure none of us are going to say, you know, I have a staff.
如今天神在我们面前问我们，你们手里是什么？手，当然，我想我们每个人都不会回答我们手上是杖。
But I think God is going beyond just the staff, and He's asking us to surrender the things that He has given to us. It could be our work, it could be our education, it could be our family. In essence, it's our whole being.
神在这里所要的当然不只是这个摩西手上的杖，他要我们所献上的也是要我们把我们的一切都奉献给神，包括我们的工作、我们的家庭、我们受的教育，所以把我们整个的全心全人都献给神。
You know,we don't want to be too hard on Moses. He really did represent us, but even though he made excuses, he did a few things right, and that is he did throw down his staff, and he did pick it up again. So there's this mixture of somewhat willingness and reluctance all happening at the same time.
我们在这里也不要对摩西太过于这个苛刻，他至少也做了一些啊，是做对的事情。他愿意听神的话，他把他手上杖扔在地上。
And I think this is a good picture of us. We're a mixture of wanting to do God's things, but also a mixture of reluctance and hesitation and anxiety and fear and oftentimes not willingness to do what's required.
所以摩西在这里他用的他的愿意和他的担心和他的顾虑很也代表了我们在在侍奉神的时候我们也是一边是愿意的心另外一面又是充满了挂虑担心
God wanted to use Moses to do amazing or extraordinary like Mei Sung Dao 的事情 right
对这个摩西神要摩西在这里做的是一场非常不一般的一件事情
God wanted Moses to be a witness
神要摩西在这里做他的见证。
As we read in Psalm 96:3, there the scripture says, "Declare his glory among the nation, and his marvelous deeds among all the peoples."
就在这里就像是在诗篇96第三节上讲的，在列邦中叙述他的荣耀，在万民中叙说他的奇事。
Moses.And myself, including all of us, we tend to make excuses.
摩西，我像我们，你们也是一样的。我们常常给自己找借口。
Here are three of my excuses when I first sensed that God might be calling us to Asia or to China.
当我在心里有点这个感觉，或有人时候，就是我感到神要呼召我去亚洲去做这个宣教工作的时候，我就有这三个的借口。
I know my kids know this, and I think the Sunday school kids know this, but English was my worst subject in high school.
我想我小孩知道，我在那个青少年班我也讲过，在高中的时候，我的英语是我最糟糕的一门课了。
Mandarin?You want me to go somewhere, which means I need to study Mandarin? You got to be kidding.
我对神说，我英文都这么困难，还想去亚洲，还去那个一个讲中文的地方，天哪，那不可能的事情。
What about finances? I've heard the story of missionaries and financial challenges. That's unthinkable.
还有一个担心就是我的经济来源怎么办？因为很多去在外面宣教的，他们经济的问题都是很大的。
And just other such things as health. What am I going to do if we get sick? I don't know the common language, let alone the medical language.
健康也是个让我们很担心的事情，因为到外面去生病了怎么办？我一般的话，一般的中文我都不能讲。如果是生病的，要用这个医学上的一些术语的话，那更加是不可能了。
But God answered Moses in his time of weakness, and God told Moses, "I will help you speak."
神在那个摩西软神使用摩西在软弱上使用了摩西。神在这个摩西软弱的时候，神告诉应许摩西说，我必与你同在。
God would empower Moses.
神要给加添力量给摩西。
And in a similar fashion, one by one, God showed us that He would overcome our fears, and in our weaknesses, He would provide, and we too could be His witnesses in Asia. And now we're doing the same in the U.S.
我们也有同和摩西也相似的经历。神在我们在我们的忧虑，在我们的这个软弱的地方，神帮助我们战胜这一切。他在我们软弱的时候让我们能为他在亚洲为他做见证。
This evening, in a minute here, I'm going to have you get into two groups, and we're going to discuss some things as small groups.
今天我想，我们想做一件事情，就是把这里的，我们在这里的人，我们分成两个小组来，来讨论一些事情。
I saw some people's eyes get bigger with that thought in mind.
我看到这个，听到这个时候，我看到有些人的眼睛是不是睁大了？我们要做什么
？So my point here is that we all can make excuses for what God wants to do with what's in our hands, but God is asking us put away the excuses. I'm going to accompany you. I'm going to empower you. What's in your hand? I'm going to use to do amazing things.
当我们神要我们把我们手上所有的献给神的时候，我们总是会找到一些借口去不去做。但是神要我们把我们手上所有的献给他，他用我们所献的这些东西来做一些奇妙的工作。
This picture is a real picture near where we used to live.
这个相片就是一个是个真实的相片，是就是我们以前住过的地方的一张相片。
So I upgraded my regular bike to an electric bike, which is right there. And if we worked really hard, our whole family of four could get on it. Scarily, but we could actually get four on it.
所以这个相片里，你看那个有一个这个是电动的自行车，这是我们把那个。脚踏车变成了那个电动车，所以如果我们能够挤一挤的话，我们一家四个人都可以骑在这个电动的摩托车上。
On this particular morning, where I needed to send the kids to school, there was this heavy rain that had happened, and as you can see, even the taxis were having a hard time.
那天我是要准备送小孩去学校，那一天呢，天气不是很好，下大雨。所以你可以看到那个，就是在里面那个，那个计程车都很困难，在路上行走都很困难。
An impossible situation it seemed to get through that water and maybe 10 minutes later get them to school.
这对我来说，当时是一个好像不可能的事情，把小孩能够用这个电动车去送他们去学校，这个要花大约10分钟的时间。
What would you do when faced with that situation?
当看这样的困难的时候，你会做什么决定呢？
Well, we have learned to pray for any and every situation, and here we just shot up a prayer and said, God, help us. I could possibly get through this water, but by the time we got to school, they'd all be soaked to their bone. That's not going to work.
我们那个都习惯了，在每个月每周情况下都向神祷告。在这个时候呢，我们也觉得真的没有办法，所以我们举起我们的手，就向神说：“神啊，我真的不知道怎么去做，因为我即使我们能够通过这个一滩水的路到学校了，我们的小孩都一身都淋透了。”
Shortly after that simple prayer, a neighbor came by and asked us, "Did you need a ride to school?"
在我们祷告这样祷告不久以后呢，我的一个邻居就问我们：“你们需不需要用？我们要我用车送你小孩去学校呢
？”I can't tell you how unbelievably joyful I was.
我告诉你，当时我却真的是非常非常的高兴。
But we were learning to take what we had, which was prayer, and use it.For situations of life, and God came through.
Yeah, 我们就学会了用我们手上所有的，在这里就是用我们的祷告，让被神使用，让神来成全我们的需要。
So I just want to remind you, prayer is extremely important. We need to wait patiently for God, and specific prayers like what we pray. We need a taxi. We need somebody to help us.Specific prayers are incredible in the hands of God.
祷告是非常重要的祷告我们第一要多祷告，第二呢我们要耐心等待神的回答我们祷告。我们祷告的时候呢，我们也是要具体，就像这里我们就在向神祷告，神啊，我需要计程车或是另外一种交通方式。
Another tool that we used that we learned was to make brief statements about God or his truth in everyday conversations.
另外一种方法就是我们用这个把神的话语变成很短精短那个短而那个精炼的这个一些话，然后放在我们平时的和别人的谈话当中。
So the guy on your, okay, the guy making the drinks, the morning drinks, like doujiang, I guess that would be on your right. I came as I oftentimes did, and I started a conversation with him.
这个在相片有一张相片，就是一个有一个人穿着好像是红的短袖衣，在那儿做一些饮料，好像是豆浆之类的。他每天都来，所以我也去了和他对话。
And I just mentioned a brief statement about God and His truth, but he didn't respond with anything. He just almost ignored me.
当我用那个很简单的一些话把神真理讲出来的时候呢，他似乎没有听见，或者是他是故意在避免我。
But the other picture demonstrates another situation, and this was a coach that we were getting to know. And when I mentioned things about God, he asked questions.
在这个另外一个相片里面这个人是当时一个教练。当我和他谈神的时候，他就兴趣问我这个一些问题。
I give him another statement about God, and he'd ask another question.
当我再多讲一点神的一个真事实的时候呢，他又问了另外一些问题，所以我们的彼此的这样的来回这样的交流。
In the end, he would become a Christian.
在最后，他成了一个基督徒。
So here's where you guys are going to have a little fun, because we're going to divide up into two small groups. And I want you to take a look at the picture on your right, and with my daughter there, the one that says believe in miracles. And then I want you to look at the picture on the right, on your left, which is a set of two pictures. And in a minute, I'm going to tell you what you need to do.
所以我们想在我们来分两个组，让我们能够有一点这个有意思的交流，就是在相片的就是一个相片，就是 Makila 拿着这个一个红色的这个 T-shirt， 上面写的相信神迹。然后在右边就像在另外一个相片里是两张相片，所以我们就希望能给我们能够分成两个组。那么就可以分成三个组了，还有叫 online 一个组。They will be one group, okay, 可以吗？然后这个是一个组，
yeah.
你们在这个放一个组在这儿，这边一个组，然后你和这个 you will be the youth, okay, or you are youth, okay.
So what you're going to do is this: suppose you are out, and you are shopping, and you see this T-shirt, believe in miracles. And while you're looking at that T-shirt, there's another person or two looking at the same T-shirt. How would you begin a conversation just naturally about God, knowing that you're looking at a T-shirt and they're looking at a T-shirt and it says, believe in miracles?
但我们就看看像这个相片，如果你去在买东西的时候，你看一个，在你看一件衣服上面写的相信神迹。这个时候呢，你也发现周围有一两个人也同样的对这个衣服有兴趣的时候，你怎样和他通过这样的一个场景去和他谈有关神的事情。
And the picture on the left, you can consider that one as well. This is one situation. So let's suppose you're riding in your car with some friends. These friends of yours are not Christians, But they have curiosity, and you're driving them, and on the street nearby, they see a church, and they start looking at it. And you notice, even though you're driving, you notice that they're looking at the church, right? But they're not Christians. How would you bring up something about God or God's love or his truth in that situation? You're driving, in your car are some friends who are not Christians, and they start looking at this church.
你开车在你的朋友，你朋友就是一些还没有信主的人，当你们经过一个教堂的时候，你就看见他们好像对这个教堂有些兴趣。这个时候，你怎样去和他们开始谈神的爱、神的这个他的国度这些事情？你怎么去开始这样的一个对话？
The goal is just to identify yourself as a spiritual person, someone who identifies yourself as a believer of God.
在这里面，你就要把自己看成是一个属灵的，一个相信神的人。
So take a couple minutes and then write down some of your ideas about how your conversation on either situation would be, and after a couple minutes, we'll share. What did we come up with?
我想我们花几分钟时间讨论一下，就把这些主意、这些想法，我们怎样来和牧师人谈神、谈基督的这样的一些想法写下来，我们以后再分享。
How about we just ask for some brave volunteer. We'll start on the adult side since they will give us a great example.
我想我们是不是有勇敢的这个志愿者来讲一讲你们刚才讨论的一些结果。我想这个王峰你来讲这个代表我们组吧。
好，我的是代表我们主讲啊。第一，我们讲第一种situation呢，就是看到这么一个印有这个相信奇迹的这个神迹的一个T恤的呢，我们会跟这个周围的人这个T恤周围的人讲，你相信有神迹这件事情吗？
I will translate in English again. So from the picture on the side with the Makita shop and look at this shirt, say believe a miracle. People who are around who show some interest, they will ask question like, do you know what a miracle is? And have you ever experienced miracles?
好，那我相信我们的这个在座的基督徒肯定会都会讲，如果他有兴趣的话，我们讲，我们会肯定会跟他讲，我有经历过神迹。I
believe all the Christians all experience miracles in our lives, so we can more than willing to share with them.
如果他有兴趣的话，我们可以讲更多的神迹，不光是发生在我们自己身上发生的，比如说在我们的家庭，在我们的教会，我们知道的更多的神迹，跟这个我们周围的陌生人分享。If
the strangers, if they continue to show interest, then we can share more about the miracles happening in church, our family, people we know, or even in the Bible.
So, 建议他就是可以进有机会呢进去看一看，了解这，然后给他介绍一下为什么有这么个建筑，这个建筑代表的意义。
So in the second scenario, so we will introduce them this beautiful building, what's the purpose of building, to see if they have interest to go in and to take a look what the building's for.
Very nice, very nice. I wish we could go on further, but I know we have dinners later today. So the purpose of these pictures was to help you to see how God uses our everyday situations, and we have to have a willingness to be ready to engage others.
我想我们就不太花时间再去找别的一些答案，因为我们今天还有晚餐。我想我们神在不把我们放这些情况之下，我们要学会如何用这些情况来向别人传讲神，传讲神的福音。
Remember, God asked Moses to go to Egypt to set his people free.
要记住，神要摩西去埃及，带领这个以色列人离开埃及。
So as Christians, one of our chief responsibilities, if not the main responsibility, is like Moses to use our work platform, our study platform, all that is God has put in our hands, and make it available to him to use to be witnesses to those who are not in Egypt, but who are in bondage to the things of the world.
对我们来讲，这也是神给我们的一个任务，就是用我们所处的环境，不管是我们在我们的工作当中，还是在我们的生活当中，用我们来使这些人，使我们周围的人，带领他们脱离这个世界对他的捆绑。
We are like Moses, and we are prone to make many excuses, but God is saying, what's in your hands, remember, I will be with you, I will show you what to speak, and I will empower you. No excuses.
我们和摩西一样，我们也会软弱，我们也会找些借口，但是神说，你手上的，把你手上献上， 我要把你所献上的来使你成为我有用的器皿，我要给你加添给你力量，我与你同在。
Remember, the story began like this. God caught Moses' interest. Moses drew near. God engaged him. Moses made excuses. But God said, hey, I'm going to be with you. Yeah.
从这相片里，我们看见就是神通过这个一个神迹，也就是这个燃烧荆棘，得着了这个摩西的注意力。然后摩西呢就走近，这时神呢就和摩西呢有些对话，神要摩西做，摩西找借口，但是神讲不要怕，因为我与你同在。
He's asking us, what's in your hands, and offer it to me.
神问我们，你手上拿的是什么？把它献上。Let's
take a moment of silence, but before we do, I want to ask you to think about who were those people in your life that God used to lead you to Christ.
我想在这个我们在神面前安静的时候呢，我想问一个问题，就是你们要追忆一下，在你们这个。 生命当中有哪些人带领你进入这个基督的这样的信仰？
What if that person or persons had said to God, I am unwilling? Where would your life be now if they were unwilling to have witness to you?
你们可以想一想，就是如果当时帮助你相信这个基督这样的一个人，当时他对神说，我不愿意做这件事的时候。
But thank God those people were not unwilling. They were probably weak and they probably had some excuses. They might even been busy, but they said, I am willing, and they spoke to you.
感谢神，这些人虽然他们也是软弱，他们也是有些惧怕，但是当时他们当时候对神的回答是 我愿意
Just take a moment of silence and thank God.
所以在这神面前，我们来花几分钟来安静自己。
And speak to Him, and if it's your heart, renew your commitment to Him that you are willing to lay down the things in your hands in order to be His mouthpiece, so that others might hear the gospel.
这个时候，我希望把你心里所想的。献给神，在你心里面呢，再一次向神做一个commitment， 做一个承诺，就是你想再一次成为神的一个管道，再一次的成为神福音的这样的一个器皿。
And perhaps some of you may not be there yet. Maybe you're not.Christians, maybe God is speaking to you and saying, you know, I'm asking you to lay down controls of your own life and let me be your Lord.
神这里也如果还有人没有信的话，神也在这里对你说，如果你手上还抓住什么的，就求你来放下，放下，让我来，让我这位全能的神来做你的主宰。
We're going to play a song now, I Surrender, and maybe Ned can help you understand the idea of surrender, but in this song, it's a reminder to all of us that what God has given to us in our hands, God is asking us not just one time, not just twice, but it's a regular thing that God is asking us to surrender.
神在这里要我们做的就是要我们来奉献我们所有的。
I think Jane will bring it up on the screen, and if you know the song, you can sing with it. Otherwise, you can just listen.
All to Jesus, I surrender.
May God help us to be his hands this week, this rest of the year, and into the new year. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.